علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently looking at different sermons, one of which is sermon number 16 and the other one sermon number 83, and some other sermons where we will be trying to collect some information with regards to the topic that I mentioned. Presently, one of the most important characteristics of a manager is piety. That a person, a manager who is pious, will be able to fulfill his obligations in the best way possible. And we defined piety as a state whereby, as a result of which, a person is alert about his actions, about the directions that he is taking, the way he is taking forward a certain dealing and the way he interacts with people. A person is alert about this, that he does not fall into a mistake or do something wrong. This alertness is what is important and what we call piety. And we gave examples in the previous session, inshallah. Today we shall elaborate more with other examples.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when it comes to piety, scholars give the example of a person who collects shrubs in the desert that I explained last time. That a person with time becomes an expert in avoiding getting injured and avoiding getting his clothes torn in the shrubs and in the thorns and stuff like that. We discussed about this previously. Today I'll give you another example whereby a person needs to be alert. Okay. A simple example is when a person is driving a car. So when a person is driving, with time, a person becomes very alert. In the start, a person may not have that alertness required. So he might, in the start of driving, as you've seen some people who just begin driving, you can see the amounts of mistakes they do. In the start are more, and then with time the mistakes become less. If a person who has experience of driving, he will realize that in the start they make some mistakes, some errors, maybe even a few Their car might get a few dents here and there in the beginning, but then with time, you know, those reduce because a person's alertness increases. So a person, even the alertness reaches to such a level that it becomes second nature. And even if a person, let's say, is talking with his friend while driving, the alertness is still there. But in the start, that alertness might not be there in the beginning phases. But the person gains experience, a person might be speaking, of course, not looking on the side, but maybe just chit-chatting and continuing to drive, and still that alertness is there, might be having a cup of coffee in the side, but still the alertness is there. And this alertness is that a person is aware of the potholes, a person is aware of, how to brake quickly, how to increase the speed at a certain level. A person's eyes are always checking for passengers coming in or coming out of cars or things like that, you know, the traffic lights, the signs, the signboards, the zebra crossings and everything. A person is literally aware, especially in the city, that alertness is there for that person. Now, with time, this alertness becomes a second nature. And that alertness is kind of effortless. This state where a person is in such a situation is also called what we call taqwa. It's a form of taqwa, but in this, when we want to talk about in the spiritual sense or in the sense of how a person lives his life based on what Allah wants. When he is in that state of alertness about his actions, is when a person becomes what we call pious.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, let me give you an example. Another example is that when a person is, let's say, skiing. Now, skiing requires skill, but at the same time, it requires very high level of alertness about the direction that you're taking and about each stroke that you make with the ski, you know, with the ski stick, you know. However, whatever you do, you know, you need to be really careful, especially when the speeds increase as you go down the slope, you see? You need to be aware of the whole direction from first, what steps you will take, where. And of course, those who are experts will tell you that, yes, this is there. Now, that state after some time of that alertness is very important. A person might have the skill, let's say, has studied it very well, knows the skill, but if a person is not alert while he's or she is skiing down the slope, then even one wrong stroke will end them, either down the valley or they will hit the rocks, you see, or, you know, just flip over and fall. This is something, so this alertness is what a person needs to have. And therefore you realize that what is the opposite of taqwa is obliviousness and what we call ghafla. So when a person is ghafil or is becomes oblivious or careless or loses his alertness with regards to his actions, that is when a person becomes lacks piety. Now just imagine a person skiing down a slope and suddenly just loses that alertness or becomes oblivious about his path or her path. What do you think will happen to this person? This person will get destroyed completely. If a person is in that track, then a person needs to be aware. Just like a driver who is driving in a track very fast. If a person decides just to chit-chat and just become oblivious of what is happening around and about his driving, then there'll be an accident. And give all these examples, and you can continue these examples here and there. What is important now is to understand that piety is that state of alertness that all of us need to have. And this actually acts as a vaccine. With time, when a person's levels of alertness increase, now it becomes become a second nature for him. This alertness will become a vaccine against the spiritual harms that a person can face in his life. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grants us this state. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه